Hello, I'm Jo Wildsmith, and I am a pod addict. I'm also a YouTuber, podcaster now, and entrepreneur. And when I say pod addict, I mean I am totally obsessed with the world of print on demand. I've been doing it for over 10 years in various different areas and adore all of them, whether it's Amazon KDP doing books, or whether it's platforms like Redbubble, Society6, Spreadshirt, Amazon Merch on Demand, or whether it's my own websites, which I love running because they're their own little world, and I've got quite a lot of them. So how have I combined all this with YouTube? Well, I tell you what, YouTube and print on demand are very, very similar in that there's no financial outlay to start them. The cost to you is time. It takes time. It takes time to learn and to build up. So consistency is the key. Both of them are long games, unless of course something goes absolutely viral in both worlds and can suddenly take off very quickly. But the norm is that you consistently add more and more content or products, and as time goes on, it grows, and you start receiving royalties in print on demand, or obviously with YouTube, there's monetization or views leading to sales of things like, in my case, my courses, my pod courses. So, very, very similar. The other way they're similar is that the amount, the work that you put in, it stays there. So when I upload a video onto YouTube, or when I upload a design onto a product with print on demand, they stay there available for people to see globally. And in the world of print on demand, obviously, we want them to buy them globally. So until I take it down, it's there in perpetuity, which means it becomes passive. It becomes a passive form of income. In the same way as YouTube, because the videos that I have done previously, once monetization kicks in, that those videos I will then receive money through AdSense with. So, without going too deep into all of that, because I've got videos on all of that over in the YouTube channel itself, but this is why the two sit alongside together. Alongside each other so perfectly. Now you'll notice that I'm leaving these little mistakes in. I don't want the podcast, I don't want this to be over edited, I don't want to put graphics in. I mean, graphics are great fun. The B-roll, where you've got video or where you've got like little things coming across and all of that, they're great fun, good fun to do. They're also a great way of hiding bulky rubbish edits. Which for me, as a fairly new YouTuber, is probably a good idea. Great benefit. But this is going to be more raw. We're going to do interviews. I'm going to interview industry insiders in the world of print on demand and the world of print. I'm also going to talk to people about YouTube and about growing your YouTube channel because, as I say, they work so well together. I also really, really do want to help grow the movement that is people of my age and above, Generation X's and above or before, to be able to have a presence here on YouTube because it's growing and it's not just for young people, it's not just for the trendy people, it's for all of us. So let's get that word out there. So I really, really hope that you enjoy the podcast. I'm going to try to make all my sessions between a quarter of an hour and half an hour long. So they're going to be longer than over on most of my YouTube content. I will be sharing this over in Apple and Spotify as well. So there will be audio versions if you want to listen and can't always watch. But we will be doing the video version. So while I'm interviewing people, you will actually get to see them as well if you want to, much to some of their consternation probably. But That gives you a really good background of everything that's coming up. I hope you enjoy it. I'd love to hear from you. I will put in the show notes all about how to get in touch and also my website so you can come and check us out. Thank you so much.